AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Kenvue's 5.6% week draws 147.5 million shares as price reaches fair value. Kenvue finished the week at $19.13, just above ShareMaestro fair value, with improved participation and an active trend backdrop. The read is constructive, but relative strength has not yet turned positive. Research brief. Kenvue gained 5.6% in the latest completed week and is up 10.7% over 4 weeks, supported by volume at 1.5 times the 13-week average. The stock sits 9.6% above its weekly trend line and 0.5% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving less valuation slack after the rebound. Consumer defensive context is supportive, though household and personal products breadth remains uneven, with strong market dynamics but weak relative strength breadth. Key points. 1. Kenvue closed at $19.13 on 26 June, up 5.6% for the week and 13.0% over 12 weeks. 2. The weekly trend backdrop is active, with price 9.6% above the $17.45 trend line. 3. Volume rose to 147.5 million shares, equal to 1.5x the 13-week average of 96.9 million, and roughly in line with the 52-week average of 151.4 million. 4. The stock is only 0.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of $19.03 and remains 12.5% below its 52-week high of $21.86. 5. Market dynamics are positive at 0.72, but relative strength remains negative at negative 0.22, keeping the setup balanced rather than fully confirmed. Weekly price action strengthens, but the signal is not all clear. Kenvue's latest weekly close at $19.13 marked a 5.6% gain, adding to a 10.7% 4-week advance and a 13.0% 12-week move. The stock is now in the upper half of its 52-week range at 67.2%, although it remains 12.5% below the $21.86 high. The longer look-back still carries a scar, with the 52-week return negative at 4.2% despite the recent recovery. The trend backdrop is active and price is 9.6% above the $17.45 weekly trend line, which keeps the current regime constructive. ShareMaestro's composite read is 63, with a balanced setup signature. Market dynamics are positive at 0.72 after recent improvement, but there is no fresh buy signal, and relative strength remains negative, at negative 0.22. That combination argues for improving participation rather than a clean relative breakout. Consumer defensive support is broad, while industry quality is mixed. Kenvue ranks in the upper portion of the U.S. consumer defensive group for the week, with its 5.6% gain ahead of the sector's 3.1% average weekly return. Over 4 weeks, Kenvue's 10.7% gain also clears the sector average of 3.3%, while its 13.0% 12-week return is well above the sector's 4.1%. Sector breadth is only partly supportive. 47.0% of names have active weekly trend signals. 52.0% show positive market dynamics, and 36.0% have positive relative strength. Within U.S. household and personal products, the context is more selective. The industry's average weekly return was just 0.3%, making Kenvue's move stand out. But the group has only 34.5% trend breadth and 20.7% relative strength breadth, despite 75.9% positive market dynamics breadth. That split matters because several industry peers, including Newell Brands and Edgewell Personal Care, have posted far larger recent moves. Kenvue's recovery is credible, but it is not yet the strongest relative expression in the group. Volume confirms attention, fair value limits the easy part of the rebound. The volume profile improved meaningfully. Kenvue traded 147.5 million shares in the latest week, up from 73.4 million the prior week, and equal to 1.5x the 13-week average. That is solid short-term confirmation, though it is only 1.0x the 52-week average of 151.4 million. So participation is elevated versus the recent base, rather than exceptional versus the full-year norm. The latest close is 0.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of $19.03, which means the rebound has already carried price back to the model's central zone. Risk is moderate rather than absent. 13-week volatility is 2.1% versus 4.3% over 52 weeks. The up-down split is 27 positive weeks against 25 negative weeks, and average losing weeks at negative 3.1% are slightly larger than average gaining weeks at 2.9%. What to watch next? The first test is whether price can hold above the $17.45 trend line while trading near fair value. A move that keeps volume at or above the current 1.5 times short-term ratio would provide stronger evidence that the latest week was more than a relief bid. The second test is confirmation quality. Activity pressure has improved, but the signal state has not produced a fresh buy, and relative strength remains below zero. For the weekly setup to become less balanced and more assertive, Kenvue needs sustained positive pressure, better relative participation versus consumer defensive peers, and progress toward the 52-week high without a sharp drop in volume. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.